I'm on it today, and I'm recording my boo between locations, walking between locations at work. As I said, walking, I don't drive. Had some people concerned the last time I did one on the run that I was driving. I do not drive, so this is a safe use of my iPhone. So today's February task is to say four people that you'd have for a dinner party and why. They can be living, they can be dead. I'm choosing all mine from the living because that narrows down the search parameters quite definitely. The problem with these things is, you know, the more you think about it, the more people you think of, and then you end up with like 10 different lists, and you have to narrow them down, and then you're like, oh, is there an area of my life or an area of the world that I've missed out that would be more interesting? And you're never going to be satisfied. Tomorrow I'll think of somebody else I should have had, but who cares? I'm just going with the first lot that come into my mind. So we got Marc Maron, the comedian and podcaster who from America, who does the WTF podcast. We've got Ursula Le Guin, the science fiction and fantasy writer who wrote The Dispossessed and also The Earthsea Chronicles. One of those books influenced me a lot as a child. In fact, The Earthsea Chronicles used to be a trilogy, but now it's more. That influenced me a lot as a child. And The Dispossessed and also The Left Hand of Darkness changed my way of thinking about the world as an adult. Anyway, so that's two. Alan Moore, the comic book brilliant writer who wrote The Watchmen, another book that changed my life in lots of ways. And Joss Whedon, who made Buffy, Firefly, lots of other great things. I chose them because they're a collection of creators who have massively influenced me, and they are all very different, and so I think that they would have very different kinds of conversations, lots of arguments. They have lots of different world views on offer in the mix at that party. And I guess because I like to record things these days and record conversations, it would have to be a podcast. I'd have to be set up the mics, record everybody, give them food, and see what happens, and see what I, and then share that with the world, as I seem to do with most things these days. Like this boo. Thanks very much. That's been today's audio boo. Not particularly interesting for anyone who isn't me, because you don't necessarily know these people or the reference points or their significance to me, but you know, you got to fit it in somewhere. And this is where I fitted it in. This is how I did it. Right, bye.